These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by the Teaching Company. These lectures are titled Between Cross and Crescent, Jewish Civilization from Mohammed to Spinoza, Part 2. Lecture 13, Patterns of Jewish Culture, Rabbinic Learning.
In our last lecture on the Crusades, we spoke about this moment, 1096, as being a turning point in Jewish culture. What I would like to do now, and in the next two lectures that follow, is to speak more about Jewish culture in general. And while we can't go from country to country, what I'm looking for are general patterns of development in terms of culture, the history of ideas, the history of cultural development. And therefore, I'm going to turn to three areas. One, exegetical and legal literature. The second, Jewish mysticism, or Kabbalah. And the third, Jewish pietism, which you will see is quite related to Kabbalah, although I want to argue it is different. We will also not forget our interest in Jewish philosophy. And what I'm trying to suggest is that among certain regions, there are more intense cultural developments in one direction than in another. And that while we can speak in general about medieval Jewish culture, one can also point to these particular regional variations, which are quite interesting and quite illuminating about the general question that we have had throughout the course, namely, to what degree does the external culture impact and interact with the Jewish culture? And to what degree is Jewish culture a configuration of something that is larger? In other words, to what degree are Jews listening? Are they absorbed in larger cultural developments within Christian or Muslim civilization? The first pattern that I would like to focus upon takes place initially along the Rhine Valley, the same area you recall that received the brunt of the Crusade attack in 1096. But eventually, there seems to have been a movement away from Germany to northern France. So that ultimately, northern France is the area which becomes the center of this cultural activity. And as you will see, it surrounds a major figure whose name is Rashi, or Rabbi Solomon ben Isaac, who lived from 1040 to 1105. In other words, right during the Crusade period, he is quite aware of what is going on. He lives through the Crusade period and then transplants the cultural legacy of Worms, Speyer, Mainz, these communities that we spoke about, back to his own hometown, which is Troyes in northern France. So that transplantation is a very key moment and is a key effect of the Crusades themselves. Now, what kind of cultural experience are we speaking about? The rabbinic academies of the Rhineland Valley of Germany can encourage the study of the Talmud, of rabbinic texts, and commentaries on those texts. And clearly, as we saw, this began as early as the 10th century with the great Rabbeinu Gershon ben Judah, who lived in the 10th century. And in Mainz, and later in Speyer, Worms, Cologne, a variety of other communities, Regensburg, other similar academies emerged. In other words, this tradition of oral interpretation of rabbinic law had continued throughout. And we marveled in a previous lecture, and I will do so again, at the remarkable transition from a trader community into a community of scholars of Jewish law. But that is indeed what it seems to have arisen over a very small period of time. So from the 10th century into the 11th century, we see this development. Now we have this young man, Rashi, who comes to study in these areas. He spends considerable time in Mainz and Worms. I mentioned that I had just been visiting Worms only a month ago, and there I saw what is called the Rashi Chapel. He only spent about 5 years in Worms, but clearly the city and the museum that is all found there is all called Rashi, Rashi, Rashi. Rashi, for them, is their big hero. And as you will see very shortly, he clearly deserves the accolades.